It's our Vision Sunday here at Edinburgh Elam Church, and just taking a few moments to unpack what that means for us and how I came across these verses of scripture that have just jumped into my head and into my heart and off the pages of the Bible. And it was the last established discipleship group of 2015, and Elaine Berwick was leading the group, and she was summarising of all the different chapters of the Identity in Christ book that had been looked at over the preceding number of weeks, and was summarising for everybody of what that meant and what that looked like in their life. And in the middle of all the Bible verses, the middle of all the great teaching points that were coming out, she mentioned Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 to 6. Let's read that together. Colossians 4, verses 2 to 6. It says this: devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversations be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. I have to say that as Elaine mentioned those verses in the Bible, as we read them together in that group down in the hub on that Tuesday evening, I just then zoned out for the next 5 minutes. I read, I reread, and then if I'm being honest, I reread those verses. It's as though they reached inside my heart and they took a hold of it. Now, there are certain words in those number of verses that just jumped out at me. Words like devote, open a door, proclaim, as I should, make the most of every opportunity, always full of grace, and answer everyone. Now, there was one word that to me just summed up this passage. It's a word that has both an invitation and an aspiration that comes with it. And that word is maximize. Today, we're going to be thinking about what maximize looks like in the life of Edinburgh Elam. A number of people in our fellowship are going to come and share what maximize is going to mean in their department, their responsibility. And then I'm going to come back later on and unpack a little bit more some of the things that I believe that God is saying and challenging us as a church through these verses of Scripture. Colossians 4, 2-6. Maximize. I just want to conclude our time by, you know, we started in Scripture, and to finish our time just in Scripture again. See, you know, that when we think of this maximizing, what does it mean for us as church? Well, there's the invitation from heaven, and the invitation from the department leaders and those that are shaping and heading up some of the projects here at our church. And we've heard people chipping in from the video as well, what maximize is going to mean for them in these key areas of prayer, mission, and relationships. You know, for each and every one of us, there comes a choice and a responsibility of what we're going to do with that. The word maximize, the Oxford Dictionary describes maximize as making large or as great as possible. Now, we think that our mission, doesn't that a great idea for Jesus? We want to make Jesus as great or as large as possible so that people are aware of who Jesus is. You know, for those of us that get an ongoing relationship with the Lord, we maybe find it strange, difficult to understand and to comprehend, but people have got no idea of who Jesus is out in the street. Or they've got some idea, but it's a distorted or a twisted or a broken idea of who Jesus is. And we've got the opportunity to make Jesus large and great in our communities, in our cities, in our world. The synonyms that are around about the word maximize is to enlarge, to boast, to enhance, to increase more, to make the best use of. And we just bring that down to Jesus. To enlarge people's awareness of Jesus, to boost, you know, the presence of Jesus. Now, God doesn't need any PR. In fact, sometimes the church is the worst PR for him, but it can do it really well at the same time. But he does call us to be partners with him. And okay, these are big words, but they come down to the minutiae of our lives that speak to the difference that Jesus makes in everyday ordinary situations.
Heaven's invitation is that we would birth the aspiration to maximize in life and in faith the Lord Jesus Christ. To maximize Jesus in our lives, not just so that we've got great meetings and a great busy life of church stuff, because that would just kill us, but to maximize Jesus for others, so that they would know him. And in these verses, I detect the three main areas for his church to focus on: prayer, mission, and relationships. In prayer, how we pray, what we pray, and that we pray are important. In Luke chapter 11, in verses 1 and 2, the disciples come to Jesus and they say, "Lord, teach us to pray." Can I invite you to consider three A's here: your attendance, your attitude, and your answers when it comes to prayer. Your attendance, especially if you're a member and part of this church. We meet for prayer. You know, the church main prayer meeting is once a month. It would be good this year in 2016, as we're prioritizing prayer and as you're prioritizing prayer corporately in as church, that we move out of the hub and into the sanctuary, because it's so, you know, there's more than 50 people coming. Around about a tenth of our church turn up to pray. Now, I know lots of people pray, but in terms of corporate prayer, about a tenth of our church turn up to pray. Is that going to bring revival in our city? God might, by his grace and mercy. You know, if he can do it in the Highlands and Islands with, you know, back in Duncan Campbell's time with two or three, then everything's possible. But wouldn't it be good if we had more folks coming out to pray, joining together, praying, being together? Our attitude, not in terms of pastors telling us to come out and pray, you know, but in terms of faith and of intercession, that when we pray, that we pray with faith. We pray believing, we intercede knowing that we come to the God of the universe who is able to do it. That we our answers, that we are both persisting till we see answers to prayer, but we're praising God for the answers that he's bringing in prayer at the same time. If Father God says, "If my people who are called by my name," we know those scriptures from 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, "humble themselves and pray, turn from the wicked way, I will hear from heaven, I will heal their land." If Jesus did it, and the scripture says that he went and he spent time with his praying to his heavenly Father, if he taught his disciples to do it, if Paul encourages the churches in the New Testament to do it, then maybe, just maybe, we need to do it. And Paul's the one who says, "Devote yourselves to prayer." Can I ask you, who and what are you devoted to? Can I challenge you to put prayer up there? Personal prayer. Prayer is part of the small groups in the life of this church. We're going to make our staff devotions on a Tuesday morning from 9:30 to about 10:15, a time of prayer that you'd be welcome if you're able to connect. Come and join with us. When Sydney's going to visit Malcolm Crowe out in Bethel in Redding, California for a couple of weeks. When Sydney comes back in Wednesday afternoons, 1:30 to 2:30, he's going to be looking after a prayer group in the church. Come for an hour of power if you're able to. We've got pre-church prayer meeting, 10:15 every Sunday morning, our monthly prayer meeting where we're going to be looking at Pete Gregg and the 24/7 prayer initiative and the prayer course that they offer. We've got days of prayer and fasting. We do weeks of prayer, and we've got the Try Praying that's going to be coming up, the citywide initiative. And an email came out saying that there's going to be buses all over Scotland for a couple of weeks that's going to have Try Praying on the back of them, which is going to be brilliant. And our church has sown financially into that already. And we bought books as well, to prayer. The books were given out. And part of the event in Lent, in Palmerston Place is a launch for Try Praying. And there's a 40-day prayer guide in the run-up to that, for Try Praying, which was attached to your weekly, or a link to it on the weekly e-news that most of you will have got. So hook into that. And obviously in our church, we also have prayer for Israel that Melanie and Offer look after as well. So lots of things for prayer, for connecting with. Prayer, missions. Proclamation was the Apostle Paul's priority. Living for and telling about Jesus was his hashtag number one. It was the only thing to know Christ and to make him known, if you like, in paraphrasing what Jesus says in John chapter 17, verses 25 and 26, to know God. Can I invite you missionally to mobilize, to maintain your testimony and to mention Jesus? Mobilizing that is both personal and practical. I know Alan mentioned the amount in our returns that we spent on evangelism, but a lot of the evangelism that we do doesn't actually cost anything. or is given through people bringing them. We do our hot dog giveaways out the front of the church where for a week we'll meet at lunchtimes and we'll give hot dogs and give Bibles out for free. And a lot of those resources already come for free. Some of the things that we do evangelism-wise, like the fringe that wouldn't necessarily show up in evangelism, you know, the nativity that would be evangelizing, taking the gospel out onto the streets, that wouldn't necessarily show up under a bank balance. So, because Alan mentions that in a bank balance, don't think that we're not doing evangelism. But the best way for us to reach people isn't just strangers passing in the streets, although that is important. But it's the people that you know. It's the people that you love. People that you're committed to. That's why we've got the Each One Reach One cards to do that. And the cost for you may be a cup of coffee. You know, in our monthly schedule, that normally Wednesday nights, there's things that happen in the church. Second Wednesday is leadership meetings. Third Wednesday is men's ministry. Fourth is prayer meeting. There's nothing on in the first Wednesday of the month. Sometimes we meet together for prayer ministry or prophetic group training, but why don't you make that, carve that out in your diary, time for you to spend with your friends. Commit to that so that you're going to say, do you know what, on this day and at this time, this moment, I'm going to use that time to reach my friend that I don't know or that doesn't know about Jesus. And that may be initially going for coffee. It may be just hanging out with them. It may be going for pizza. Maybe going to 10-pin bowling or just finding a reason to spend time with them. Initially, it may not even involve talking to them about Jesus. You're building bridges into each other's hearts and each other's lives. But you're being intentional about that time. Because otherwise, you know what it's like. Time will just drain away. But we're mobilizing, personal and practical. Putting it on our radar, that thinking of inviting. We've got some training events going on. You know, part of Revival Ready will be missional living, missional thinking, international missions as well as local. Beyond that, Gary Gibbs, Elam's director for evangelism, is going to be coming up in April, spending a night with us, offering his Connect Friendship Evangelism training course that's going to be going on. You know, other things that's going to be happening. We're called to maintain our testimony. In the world, but not of the world. To be salt and to be light. And mentioning Jesus, looking for opportunities, and then having the confidence in the Lord to take them. Who are we reaching? How are we reaching them? Well, we've got Alpha course that runs through the church and going to be run in September. This September, the biggest opportunity and the widest publicity and opportunity through connecting with people in Alpha and Alpha Global across the world. And we want to be part of that at Edinburgh Elam. Giveaways outside of the church, hot dogs, Gary Gibbs coming up, Connect Training, Revival Ready. The Curry Challenge is something that's happening for Elam nationally amongst their men's ministry. The vision is to get 1,000 men together for a curry and also sharing testimony and stories and opportunities to for people to come to faith. I'm part of that UK core group that's you know, leading that and instigating that. So we're going to be looking at booking out a curry house in the city, probably one in Morningside Road, and going for that. We've got international missions opportunities that Ruth has mentioned and missionaries that's there. And it's easy for us to come up with all the things that would stop us doing mission and evangelism. But if chains didn't deter Paul in Colossians chapter 4, if imprisonment didn't deter Paul, in fact, and despite the imprisonment that he faced, it made him committed even more, and he was going to use that opportunity to preach the good news about Jesus, to live for Jesus. He was making the most of every opportunity. Then what does that look like in your life and in your situation? Let not us stop us proclaiming him to them. Because we're often the biggest obstacle. We need to get over ourselves in order to communicate Jesus. And let not us stop ourselves, stop us proclaiming him, the Lord Jesus Christ, to them, those that don't yet know how good he is, that he is their Savior. He's already died on the cross and shed his blood for them so that they could be forgiven their sin. What a great opportunity we've got this year through Maximize to enable our friends, our family, our work colleagues, our students, our, you know, or whoever in our community to come to faith. In relationships, Psalm 133, when brethren dwell together in unity, their God commands the blessing. John said, by this shall all men know, or Jesus in John's gospel says, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have got love one for the other, deep commitment to each other. John 13 and verse 12, Jesus says to disciples, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. That's a committed, sacrificial, devoted love. Relationships in three levels with God. It's all about faith. Having heaven's thoughts, Father's thoughts in my heart. Relationship with believers. Growing up together in the things of God. Getting to know each other and supporting each other in the adventure and journey of faith. And others. Friendship. That we're real, that we're relevant, but we are redeemed. We have the difference of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives to those that are yet outside of the kingdom of God. And Paul speaks about that in Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 to 6. About our speech and how we are able to answer everybody. In our church, we do it through small groups, through things like Table for Six, our summer barbecues, after church coffee time that is coming, honestly, time with friends inside and outside of church, rendezvous that's going to be starting. Rendezvous means a gathering of two or more people. Where two or three are together in my name, there I am in the midst, says the Lord. Even over a bowl of soup and a wee cup of tea. People in this community that can connect to Jesus through that. It's not just lip service, but it is lip service in the right sense of honoring the Lord with our lips, with our relationships. See, maximize is all about opportunities, it's all about possibilities, but ultimately, it's all about destinies of where people will spend their forever. In heaven with the Lord, or in hell without Him. And as we spoke about the last couple of weeks of how God given His keys to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, I believe that maximize becomes a key in our hand and enables us to put a key into other people's hands to say, would you consider seeking first the kingdom of God and making Jesus your Lord and your Savior? Edinburgh is crying out for a maximized church, for maximized believers, for people who will maximize the Savior, who will make Him large or as great as possible. I just wonder, is there anyone up for maximizing 2016 for the Lord? Yeah, let's pray. We've heard lots, maybe the worship team will lead us in one song, and we'll maximize the offering and the finances, praise God. But let's stand and we will pray. I know that this is a lot of things that we've spoken about today. The good news is that as you tune into, you can get it through live stream, you can get it on the media page on www.edinburghelam.com, go to media, go to live stream, and you can watch, you know, the recording of this today. You can begin to prayerfully consider what that looks like for your life. Now, I know how some of you think that it takes time for it to filter and percolate, and you consider what God's saying, and we really appreciate that. But let's not lose the opportunity. Let's maximize the opportunity. Let's pray.